Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks. Welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where all kinds of crazy stuff happens. There's computers that are like getting fixed. There's computers that are getting built. There's data recovery happening on hard drives. Literally, my neighbor had her hard drive fail. And like, oh yeah, Miss Courtney has her drive in the shop. My wife's like, we have to go to the shop. I'm like looking at her like, you never say that. Like, what do you mean? It's date day. We're going to the shop. Miss Courtney's hard drive is there. Wait, so that means it's in the Papillion shop, but the data recovery lab is in the Omaha shop. So you want to go to two shops today? Yeah, I just want you to hook it up real quick and see what you can do. I'm like, okay. All right, so happy date day. Welcome in, guys. Love to have you here. Thank you for joining us on the program. Numbers to join us here on the air today, if you'd prefer, 402-558-1110 or 888-250-2091 if you're outside the metro area. Last week, if you missed the program, it was a good one, guys. So you can find it up at schrockinnovations.com. Just click on radio show there. But last week, we told you why some people are actually trying to return their Apple Vision Pro. In fact, there's a new story this week about them mysteriously just cracking for no reason. They just crack. So basically, and then there's another story. If you're going to go get a Vision Pro, your pre-order wait could be surprisingly short. Like, oh, I don't know that that's a good thing, right? It's like if you're going to go buy an F-150 Lightning, your wait will be surprisingly short, much shorter than if you want a Mustang or something. But, you know, we have lots of these things laying around. Also, last week we told you about a new privacy feature in the Duck browser that allows you to sync your different sessions, your browser sessions between your phone, your tablet, your iPad, your laptop, for example, and your computer. Now, normally that would require an account, which is kind of opposite to what the Duck browser does, right? They don't track you. They don't monitor you. They don't monetize your data. Well, they came up with a way for you to have all the benefits of that without giving them any information. Pretty amazing stuff. So we talked about that on the program. Also, we asked if you would tip a robot waiter after he dumped a I don't know what pronoun do you use for the robot waiter. I don't want to offend anybody. You know, the best comment about this story, guys, this robot waiter dumps a bottle of wine in some customer's lap and then holds a tip jar in front of the customer. Would you tip the robot waiter, number one, if he didn't dump the bottle of wine? But number two, certainly, if he dumped the bottle of wine in your lap, would you tip him? You know, best comment of the week on Facebook. Somebody posted overnight last night. You know, I would probably tip him because he's probably down on his luck and lost his automotive job. It's a robotic arm. It is automotive tech. So it was a pretty good little comment. So lots of stuff happening on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations is where you can go to actually watch the radio show live if that's something you'd like to do. That's kind of the side benefit. The primary benefit is the great community of people there in Schrockville who are talking, chatting, helping each other out while the show's going on. It's a whole nother show within the show actually happening at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. While you're there, if you could, make sure you click like and click follow and share it with your friends because, you know, there was something I saw the other day that said that one of the most powerful ways for small businesses to reach new customers is through online video marketing. Now, they were comparing it specifically with television marketing. The cost per impression for TV is just insane, guys. Like, we've done some TV before. It is ridiculously expensive. If you don't have $20,000, $30,000 to drop in a month on TV ads, I mean, you may as well just be Nikki Haley. I mean, you don't have a chance. But video advertising online, completely different ballgame. And so we do, that's what we're doing on Facebook right now. This is video and it's online. You see how this is working out. But if you click share, then your friends see it, then they think, hey, that's kind of a cool show. And then they might watch it or they might think, hey, that guy's a dope. And I'm a big Nikki Haley fan. I really didn't appreciate that little dig there. So yeah, she may have lost South Carolina, but she will march on. She will fight on. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Coming up on the program today, guys, we have the final days of the Sophos sale. We're going to tell you what's going on there if you haven't heard about that yet. Hundreds of installations across the service centers this month of Sophos security software. Just amazing the work that people are doing to secure their systems. We're going to tell you what's going on there. We're also going to touch on this United Healthcare. It gets to be a tangled web. The United Healthcare subsidiary, Change Healthcare, has a subsidiary called Optum that has a cyber attack happening. And that's why you can't get your prescription, especially if you're in the military. So we're going to tell you what's going on there, what how long you can expect this to really last, because the estimates they're giving you are garbage. So we're going to tell you what's really going on there, probably behind the scenes. I don't have any inside information. I've just seen this script play out several times before. I'm pretty sure I know what's going to happen. Also, coming up on the program, interesting stuff. There's the concept of fixing something, like actually taking something that is broken and repairing that thing so it works the way it's supposed to, versus replacing something. You know, you might think of replacing something like my phone screen broke, so I bought a new phone. What I'm saying is your phone screen broke, so we fixed the phone screen that was in it. Or two, do we replace the phone screen that's in it? Replacing a part versus fixing a part. Grant is doing some crazy stuff in the Lincoln Service Center. It's a capability that is literally unique in Nebraska, and it would be remiss if I didn't at least, you know, take one of the shorter segments and throw it his way, if you know what I mean. iPhone 15 users, do you have an iPhone 15 or 15 Pro or Pro Max? Having any anxiety about your battery life? Apple changed the way they monitor your battery's health, and a lot of Apple users are kind of freaking out that their battery health drops so quickly. Like, why is this happening? I thought this phone was supposed to have a better battery than the 14. What's going on here? We're going to tell you about that coming up soon on the program here as well. Also, I mean, it's really rare that you see this, guys. I mean, we hear about AI like every day. I mean, NVIDIA stock, $2 trillion company, through the roof, amazing stuff. AI, at least Google's AI, Gemini, is literally making up history for you. So you can actually take a peek at what's going on at Gemini and get an idea for what our kids and their grandkids may learn in school as their AI robotic teachers teach them history. So it's pretty cool stuff. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program today. Now, I mentioned this is the final days of the Sophos sale. You know, we didn't have a President's Day sale. We thought about it. You know, we don't want to sell mattresses. You know, everybody has a President's sale. The cigar company sends me an ad for cigars saying it's a President's Day sale. Like, you know, it would make sense if it was like El Presidente or something, cigars. You know, no, it was just like, no, it was all of them. Like, you just buy from us. It was the same 30% coupon code they give for every sale. And it wasn't anything special, right? Well, the Sophos sale is something special. Sophos is the award-winning antivirus software that we provide at Schrock. We are the exclusive providers of this software, not only to consumers anyway, I would say in the nation, but definitely in the Midwest region. Now, you can go out and you can get the home version of Sophos. And we had a comment on Facebook, actually, because Sophos was just recognized as one of the top international anti-malware prevention organizations in the world. And you can have it on your computer at home. And one of the comments on Facebook was, well, I've done my own research on this, comparing it to Norton LifeLock. By the way, Norton, Kaspersky, Kaspersky was listed as a second tier player. But Norton, McAfee, those guys, they're nowhere on the list. Avast, they didn't even make like honorable mention. They didn't even get a participation trophy because that's how bad the software is now. But the Sophos software, this commentator, he says, well, I've done my research and it looks like Sophos's business stuff is top notch, but their home stuff leaves a little bit to be desired still. And he's absolutely right. Sophos's business stuff is top-notch, and the home stuff is not the same product. That's why we give you the business stuff. So what we do is you can get bitter or you can get better, right? So if they tell you you can't have it, people have told me my whole life I can't have things, and it just makes me angry, and I just want them more, right? Isn't that how the world works? You can't have that. Well, I want it more. Well, you can have your business Sophos, because we went to Sophos and said, listen, we are a company, we are Schrock Innovations, and we have thousands and thousands of computers, you see, like thousands of computers, and we need to keep them protected. They're all in disparate locations. We have a lot of work from home people, you know. And you know, wink, wink, now they know what we're doing. and we install it on your computers. And then we created a management layer of software to go over the top of that so that we can keep track of what's going on with your computer. And Sophos can communicate with us if something needs to happen. In fact, just this week, this is the kind of company that Sophos is. Just this week, they had an event, like a networking kind of event in West Des Moines. So we sent Amy from the Omaha Service Center down there to hobnob it up and eat the hors d'oeuvres and have a great time. So Amy goes down there to have a great time, but Amy doesn't come back empty-handed. She came back with a Silver Partner certification for Schrock Innovations, renewed. We were silver before, but now we're renewed, so that's great. Let's go for gold. She also, if you are a current Sophos subscriber, you got an update. You got a patch to your Sophos this week because Amy went to a meeting. Amy learned about new AI capabilities that Sophos is implementing this week, and she got them to give them to you for free. So if you see Amy in the Omaha Service Center, tell her thanks. She's clicked some buttons for you this week, and she has literally upgraded your security even better than it was before. It's just amazing stuff. Sophos is an amazing company. We're thrilled to work with them. And right now, their software, normally it's $160 per device. This isn't like buy it on five devices for $39.99. You know, you're going to get what you pay for. It's $160 for one device. Do you want a second device? It's another $160, right? And then renewals are about $80 a year. Right now, what we're doing at Schrock is we have lowered the installation price down to the renewal price. So any device, whether it's a phone, a tablet, a computer, a laptop, Mac, Linux, doesn't matter, PC, of course, you get it for $80 on your computer. Now, we can do this over the Schrock desk. You don't have to leave your house. You can just give us a call when it's convenient for you, and we can literally do it in real time for you and install it. Or if you're in the service center, of course, you're going to have one of the guys say, hey, while you're in here, I noticed you're running, you know, garbage antivirus software one that comes free from Cox. I'm sure that you completely trust that Cox Communications has your best security interest at heart. However, perhaps you might want to have something a little more powerful, especially while it's, you know, 50% off for the first time ever. You know, one of the things United Healthcare should be running Sophos, honestly. And this is a weird web, guys, because United Healthcare has a subsidiary called Change Healthcare. So they bought a company called Change Healthcare. Now, like those little Russian nesting dolls, Change Healthcare in 2022 bought a company called Optum. So there's a company that got bought by a company. It's like one fish eats a fish, and then a bigger fish comes along and eats that fish, just consolidating all the healthcare into one big United Healthcare subsidiary. Well, Optum turns out processes over the prescriptions for over 1 million people in the United States. So if you have a prescription, 1 million people who have prescriptions are processed through Optum, many of them in the military. So this has hit the Omaha metro area considerably because of the military base. Now, what's going on? They turn around and they said, we've unplugged all of our systems. Well, you know, I like to do that on a Thursday afternoon. I mean, you know, it's getting a little hot in here. And maybe we need the air conditioner catch up a little. We don't need those server racks over there. Just pull those wires out, right? No, what's happened, my guess, now there is no data because they have not revealed what the source is. United Healthcare had to file forms with the SEC because they're publicly traded about the breach. In those forms, they said that they believe this is a state actor and that they believe that United Healthcare systems are not impacted by this. So in other words, somebody sitting in front of a computer in an Optum office somewhere realized they couldn't process people's prescription insurance claims anymore. Huh. What's going on there? And all of a sudden they realized they couldn't open any documents on their computer. And again, this is conjecture, guys. This is me. This is a reenactment of a potentially real event based upon a possibly true story. They realize they're infected with ransomware. And they know it spreads from computer to computer over shared network drives through backups. It goes through and it just wreaks havoc on the network. And eventually it would have gotten into United Healthcare systems. So the subsidiary, being a good little subsidiary, decide it's going to fall on its own sword. And it's going to pull the plug. So, pew, problem solved. The trick with ransomware is you can't just bring the computers back online because if any one of those computers is still infected, it just restarts the spread. So you have to meticulously go through every single computer offline. You can't connect them to a network, which means you have to have an IT person physically in front of every single computer in an organization that processes prescriptions for 1 million people in the United States. I think they might have more than 5 PCs in a back office. And then, once everything is certified clean, then you're going to bring it back up. But see, nothing's going to work still because it's all either encrypted or damaged. You're going to have to restore from backups, but sometimes the backups are gone because they were destroyed by the ransomware. So you might have to go to the cold storage backups, which could be a month old, and you put those back in place and you restore. the report that United Healthcare said to the SEC said, we expect the disruption to last, this is 15 hours ago, we expect the disruption to last at least through today. That was Saturday. Yeah. It's going to go on for at least 14 days, guys. So what's happening right now is organizations, if you have CVS stock, watch out. It's going to be a blip. You're going to have a buying opportunity, as they call it in the market. You're going to be able to buy the dip because CVS processes almost all of these 1 million prescriptions for the military. They have a special contract with the military. And as a result, CVS is currently filling prescriptions for members of the military because you need your medicine. They just can't process the insurance claims, i.e. they can't get paid. So, yeah, CVS has got a little problem. They have to keep pumping the drugs out, but they can't bill anybody, and they're not going to be able to bill anybody for another 14 days would be my estimate. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Don't be like Optum. Protect your stuff because nobody thinks it's going to happen to them until it does. I had a corporate client who two days ago, decided to renew their Sophos security with us, but chose not to renew their secure updater, and then asked why the contract that we had them sign says that we are not responsible if you have a cyber breach. Well, aren't you supposed to be responsible, Schrock Business, if I have a cyber breach? Well, of course, we're going to do everything we can to prevent that from happening. But if we tell you, install this piece of software, Sophos, and install secure updater with it to keep your third-party programs up to date so you don't get hit by one of these zero-day vulnerabilities, and you choose to not install Secure Updater because you don't want to spend the $35 per computer to have that covered, how can we be responsible for your decision to not protect yourself? Don't fall into this trap, guys. It is really easy to think it's not going to happen to me. It only happens to other people. It only happens to big businesses like Optum and United Healthcare. These are just the ones you hear about, guys. It happens to small businesses all the time. And you just don't hear about it because it happened to one of the law firms that I use. I started getting emails from ransomware companies about pending cases that had been long settled. And I contacted my law firm and said, I think you might have a ransomware problem. And, you know, oddly, they never got back to me. And I don't know if that's because maybe the email system was down or if maybe they just legally didn't want to admit that they had lost access to every client's confidential attorney-client data. So don't let it happen to you. 402-558-1110. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, board repair volume is growing in the Lincoln Service Center. And when Grant came to me and said, Thor, this is what I want to do, I think this is something that could really be a good thing in the community. I think this is something that people would go for. I was like, you know, sure, Grant, whatever you say, Grant. Okay, it's a cool skill, and I'd like to have access to that skill. I had no idea it was going to blow up the way it's blown up. You won't believe the kind of things that Grant is fixing in the Lincoln Service Center that are not computers. We're going to tell you about it coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan.
When your computer has a warranty and you have a problem, don't call the manufacturers for help. Call Schrock Innovations. Schrock will contact HP, Dell, ASUS, Samsung, or any other manufacturer to arrange a warranty repair at no cost to you. We know how these companies work. We know the loopholes and the tricks to get your system repaired under warranty as quickly as possible. Even so, manufacturers can take up to 21 days to fix your computer. We'll give you the option of a fast local repair in one of our service centers or provide you with a loaner laptop to use while you wait. We can even back up your data before we ship your computer, just in case the warranty fix includes a hard drive wipe. Schrock tests your computer when it comes back from repair to ensure the problem was solved properly and all of your hardware works like new. There's a reason Schrock Innovations is consistently voted the best in town. Whenever you need help, wherever you need it, Schrock Innovations makes your computer work for you.
All righty, guys, welcome back in to Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company for service centers to help you out when you're in need with technology issues. The OG Schrock Innovations in Lincoln, Nebraska, just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road. In Omaha, Nebraska, Numeral Dose came along at 16909 Burke Street. That's just across the street from the Village Point Mall in Omaha. Then Papillion came out, 84th and Highway 370 in the Midlands Place Shopping Center. And of course, the newest Schrock Innovations location at 9500 University Avenue in West Des Moines, Iowa. Welcome aboard to all of our West Des Moines listeners as well. We appreciate you listening to us around all the basketball games. There's been a few disruptions over the past few weeks for those of you who don't follow Iowa basketball. They're doing kind of well. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Don, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yes, I have a comment and a compliment more than anything else. Yesterday, I was trying to access a spreadsheet that's really complicated. I've got a lot of formulas in it, and I couldn't access it. It said it no longer existed on my main memory. And I called Kyle at your Burke Street location here in Omaha, and he was incredibly helpful. Luckily, I had bought one of the solid-state backups in addition to attach to my computer, and he was able to find that for me in that.
Yeah, those file history backups are amazing.
Yeah, the backups are amazing. It saved me. It had taken that spreadsheet I had developed over a period of months, and there's a lot of time involved in it. To replicate it again would have been a nightmare. But Kyle, very courteous, very prompt. And he did find it for me, and now I'm back in good shape.
Well, awesome. Thank you for the call, Don. I appreciate it. You know, one of the things that when you come into the service center to have a maintenance checkup done or something like that, and the guys notice you don't have a backup drive or you don't have a backup set up, especially a file history backup, the thing that's cool about file history is, like, let's say Don made, like, several iterations. Let's say he modified that file over a period of time and changed his formulas, and maybe after a while he realized that some of the changes he made weren't that great, something was wrong with them, and he wanted to go back to how it was, you know, 3 weeks ago. Well, the file history backup is basically Time Machine for PCs. It's like the Mac Time Machine backup system. You can go back to a specific day or time where the file and recover a file as how it existed in that time. So when we tell you, hey, for an extra, you know, $100, we can put a backup drive inside your computer so that you don't even have to, like, hook anything up or do anything or push any buttons. Do you think we would do that for you today? Situations like this with Don, pays for itself handsomely, of course. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. You know, when I talk about board recoveries in the shops, a lot of people just think, oh, that's pretty boring. What's a board recovery? A board recovery is something that we don't really do in the United States anymore. We don't fix things anymore. And when I say fix things, I don't mean, like, if your motherboard dies in your computer, you go out and you get an identical motherboard and you put it in the computer, a new one, and now the computer works again. You have fixed it. I mean, that it can mean that. But what I'm talking about is actually fixing the component on the board that's not working so that you can continue to use the same board in your computer or device but have it be made new again. And you just... where would you go? Like, one time I needed to have a capacitor soldered to a board. I am no good at soldering, guys. I have tried. I mean, it looks really cool on TV when you see guys soldering stuff and everything. And, you know, like Steve Wozniak's building a freaking iMac or building a Mac. And, you know, you're like, I wish I could do that. I could do that too. And I'm sitting here with the wire and the soldering iron and I'm burning my fingertips. It reminds me back when I was wood burning with my grandma when I was a little kid. Well, heck, back in the 80s, you'd give a kid a hot iron and tell him to stick it on a piece of wood. That's just how the 80s worked, okay? But today, no, we can't have that. Not today. But now we have laser engravers, you see. Lasers are so much safer. I digress. The long and the short of it, guys, the stuff that Grant is doing in the Lincoln Service Center has really opened my eyes to some potential things, not only that are capabilities that would be really handy to have in our local community, should something ever need to be fixed that couldn't be replaced, for example, for whatever reason. Just the other day, there was a stereo system that came in. It's the dumbest thing ever. Stereo system comes in. Somehow the ports on the back got, like, yoinked, or I don't know, so they pulled the cords at an angle and busted off a bunch of the ports off the circuit board. And Grant was able to reattach all the ports and bring this older stereo system that was really valuable to this customer back to life again. And then just the other day, we're going to have pictures of this that are going to go up on Facebook later on in the week here. But we had a customer who dropped off a PS5, and somehow, I don't know how you do this, they broke off half of the HDMI port inside. You know, like you stick an HDMI cord in, there's a little wafer in the middle that goes into the plug. Half that wafer was like sheared off. I don't even know how you do that. The port was fine. It was just it was broken. And of course, with a gaming console, you can't play your PS5 with a broken HDMI port. So Grant takes this thing down to board level, disassembles it all the way down, replaces the port, 15, 16 solder points on a board within a 1-inch span, and puts it back together, and all of a sudden, you got a working PS5 again. We had two TVs fail. Literally, in the same day, in the Omaha Service Center, we have lots of TVs on the wall in the Omaha Service Center. We bought them all at the same time, and apparently, if you buy Vizio TVs, they will die within a certain amount of time, down to the manufacturer hour. I don't know why the backlights all go out, but now I'm like, normally you'd say, I guess we got to buy a new TV, right? Now I'm like, let's send the model number to Grant and see if he can put a replacement backlight in it. And we'll save a bunch of money. Even with the labor cost, we save money over buying a new TV. And then they all match. I don't want to have mismatched TVs in the shop, and it looks ugly. So just I wanted to take a moment to thank Grant for the work and the stuff he's done. Not only that, but with the new Bitcoin mining operation developing in Beatrice, we're going to be doing a lot of board-level repairs for Bitcoin miners going forward. So it's a whole nother industry and a whole nother capability that's very unique in Nebraska, very unique in Iowa. In fact, it's unique in much of the nation. There are other people, of course, that do this. We're not the only place on the planet Earth that can do this. But we're the only customer-facing place that I've seen in a long time that can do the work. And that's all because we have one guy who has the capability to do it, who is training other guys how to do it. And these kids, you know, anyone who tells you that Gen Z is completely worthless, they don't know what they're talking about. There's some hits and misses, okay? Let's put it that way. But at Schrock, we look for the hits, and there's a lot of them to be had. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Paul, stay on the line. Your call is coming up next on Compute This.
Everyone has experienced some form of data loss or knows someone who has. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the technology we rely on simply fails. And the last question you want to hear at that time is, you have a backup, right? When your hard drive, memory card, backup drive, or flash drive fails you, turn to the data recovery experts at Schrock Innovations to get those pictures, songs, and memories back. You know, not all data recovery companies are the same. Having the right tools and knowledge to get the job done right on the first attempt makes all the difference between a successful recovery and the permanent loss of your important data. Sometimes you only get one shot at a successful recovery. That's why Schrock has invested in top-of-the-line recovery imagers, a Class 100 clean environment, over 10,000 donor components, and a staff of recovery engineers that are the best in the business. Schrock has a 96% recovery rate getting data back from failed devices. When the unthinkable happens and you need your data back, turn to the experts at Schrock Innovations for professional and affordable data recovery services.
Schrock Innovations can't teleport technicians to you, but online help is only a click away with the Schrock Desk. Subscribe today and get unlimited help whenever you need it.
Laptops are subjected to some of the most stressful computing situations imaginable. They get dropped, stepped on, slapped shut, and pushed until the battery dies sometimes. Your laptop works hard for you, so when it has a problem, take it to the laptop experts at Schrock Innovations. Schrock has 4 convenient service centers in Nebraska and Iowa, with more than 100 total bench spots to get your technology up and running again. Schrock has the largest supply of replacement components in stock, and we fix more laptops than any other nearby repair center. Why wait weeks to get your computer fixed when Schrock can diagnose the problem, provide you with a friendly and accurate estimate, and fix it usually in 2 days or less? Remember, if you have never been into our service centers before, new customers get their first hour of labor free. So the next time your laptop screen gets cracked, the keys pop off your keyboard, or your 2-year-old decides a glass of milk is exactly what your laptop needs to cool off, take it to Schrock and let your local laptop repair experts get it back in top shape again.
Milk is really not fun to clean out of a laptop. It's right up there with beer. Beer is actually really hard to clean out of a laptop and get that smell out. Oh my gosh, it smells like a brewery in here when my computer's working hard. It smells like beer. I don't understand. Welcome back into Compute This, guys. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Things are popping on Facebook. The calls are coming in. We got lots of stuff to do, so let's get back to it. Paul, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Good morning, Thor.
Morning.
A lady friend of mine from out of town, she was trying to use her Facebook, and it was disabled. And is there a safe and easy way for her to get her Facebook account back without having to submit a photo ID with her appeal or whatever?
Gotcha.
And is that a scam where they're saying you have to submit a picture of your driver's license or something if you file an appeal to get back?
You want to be real careful with whenever you're being asked to submit documents. Now, I'm being in the crypto world a little bit. It's not uncommon for me to have to send a picture of a passport or a picture of a driver's license to do a Know Your Customer identity verification. So basically, if this is a legitimate request, they're not. It's not going to say like, you know, email me a copy of your driver's license. You know, it's going to be there's going to be a website you go to where you log in, and then there's an upload button, and you upload a picture of your driver's license, and it's there to confirm your identity. So it's possible that's legitimate. But before we go down that path, I would certainly exhaust all other paths. Now, the only time your Facebook account really gets locked is if it's been compromised. So if she was using the same password for Facebook as she was for other things and somebody got in there and started posting all kinds of spammy stuff and Facebook locked her account down to prevent the spam from being posted and, you know, just to protect her, basically, as well as the other users. You know, that's the only real reason your Facebook account gets locked down. I mean, unless you know, you're talking about, you know, topics that are verboten, you know, like, you know, vaccines and stuff like that. You know, then you can get shut down pretty quick. But, you know, if you're shut down because of a, you know, malware intrusion or a, you know, somebody got the password, something like that, there is a process to go through to get that ban lifted to prove that you are the person that owns the account and not the scammer. So if it's a situation where they're using a third-party identification verification service, which is what Facebook is probably doing because they're not paying people to sit there and look at IDs. It's all done with AI now. Then it should be okay to do. If when it comes time to upload the photo or the ID, if you want to give us a call in the service center, we can connect over the Schrock desk and kind of do the upload with you to make sure that what we're going through is a legit website. Because a lot of times, you know, when you've seen one scam, you've seen a lot of scams. And you can kind of tell by the feel that something isn't quite right. But if it's the first time you've ever having to upload a document before, especially if you're having to upload your photo ID to a Chinese subsidiary, which I've had to do, it gives you pause. It really does. So you want to make sure that it's going to the right place for sure. And we'd be happy to help with that, Paul.
Okay, appreciate that. And she's from out of state. Can she still call?
Yeah. The Schrock desk works anywhere that you got internet, unless you have AT&T. Bada-bumps.
Okay, I'll tell her. Appreciate it.
No, thank you, Paul. It will work with people with AT&T. I just, a little AT&T outage this week. You know, was it a solar flare? Was it the Chinese? Was it that spy balloon? Yeah. I bet that thing was phoning home using AT&T, and AT&T shut down the whole grid so that balloon wouldn't be a national security incident. But now I'm getting into Aftershock territory. That's a little show that we do after the program, guys, at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, where we talk about all the other interesting stuff that's happened in the week that's not probably in any way really related to computers, like interesting developments surrounding Fannie Willis this week. Fun times there, yeah. Fun times. Nikki Haley's staff just seems to really hate her. And we're going to tell you she had the no good, awful, terrible week of all weeks. And we're going to tell you what happened there this week for her, what did cause that AT&T outage this week, and also your opinion on the Compute This Quickies. You'll notice on our Facebook page, we clip little bits of the show, and they're called quickies. My wife hates that. She goes, you can't call them quickies. I'm like, well, they're quick. I can't come up with a better name. It's my marketing brain. But it's just little condensed versions of the snippets of the show that's important and informative that you can watch in 30 seconds or a minute or less. And then we put those up on Facebook, and then you can share those with your friends. Should we keep doing that or not? We're going to ask those questions during the Aftershock at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. All right, 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Paul actually emailed into the program, and he says, we love you, Schrock. How can I update virus definitions on my computer? This is a great point. I should have mentioned this. Virus definitions are incredibly important for your antivirus software if you're running Norton or McAfee or McAfee, if you're running Avast, critically important. Even Microsoft Windows Defender even gives you definition updates. Have you noticed that Sophos doesn't? Why is that? Is it that garbage software that that sham schrock guy on the radio pushes on us? No, it's because definitions are the old way to detect viruses. The viruses don't work that way anymore. So yeah, if you want to detect old viruses that don't infect computers anymore, we can use definitions all day long. But if you want to track an active threat that morphs by the minute or by the hour, if it's really old tech, by the hour, then you're going to need AI detection. You're going to need something that can say, it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck, we're going to put it in a box until we figure out if it's a duck or not. That's what Sophos does. Those updates that I mentioned that Amy got for you guys, they're already in your computers. That happened on like Thursday. They're already in. You don't have to do anything. That's the beauty of Sophos. You have a network administrator that is Schrock Innovations that says, we hereby decree that all of our customers want AI protection. Click, click. And then just like we are a CEO at a company, and we say, install that in protection on all the computers in the company. Just goes out and it does it. And it's amazing stuff. So thank you for the email, Paul. I appreciate it. All right. So iPhone 15 users are having some anxiety about rapid battery wear. So what is battery wear? This is something that we're going to touch on with the new version of Drive Advisor, actually. We're expecting to have a lot of people contacting us when we roll this out. Because if you have a laptop, you probably don't know what your battery health is. And then the question becomes, at what point is battery health a concern? At what point is it something that you should think about replacing to get better, you know, better longevity from more charge, more hours of use on a battery charge? And at what point should you replace the battery because it's a fire hazard? Because it can swell and it can bloat up and actually catch on fire. That can happen. It does happen. If you've seen the pictures on our Facebook page. So about the iPhone 15, Apple claimed that it can go 1,000 recharge cycles before the battery degrades to the point of replacement. So think about that for a second. How many times a day do you charge your iPhone? So a complete battery drain is considered anytime it goes from 100% down to 40. So if you go below 40, you know, you're really draining it, but down to 40. So you don't have to run it to empty to call it a cycle. So how many times in a day do you run your phone down to 40 or less? Probably once a day on average, right? So 1,000 days, your iPhone 15, you know, for about 3 years, the battery should be just fine. But it's not. Now, the iPhone 14 only went 500 cycles. So that's a comparison. Apple said it's twice as good. Well, what Apple users are noticing is Apple has changed the way that they're reporting battery health to the user, to the end user. And if you dig deep enough in the menus, you can get back to the old data again. But it's like they're making it hard to find. But the battery health percentage seems to stay at 100% for a long time. And then suddenly it starts precipitously dropping, like 3% a week, which when you're using your iPhone at 3% a week, I mean, in 10 weeks, that's 30% of your battery life. That's a huge drop in battery life. So if you could get, you know, 12 hours on a full charge before, now you can only get 8. I mean, that's, and then eventually you'll get down to 6. Like Aaron was saying on Facebook in the comments, she only gets about 6 hours on her 2020 phone. It's a bad battery. Time to replace it. Literally, it's time to replace the battery. It's considered bad by Apple. Now, the funny thing here is, who decides when the battery is bad? I get it when you're replacing a battery because it doesn't last as long as it used to and you want that battery longevity back. That's a legit reason to replace a battery. At Schrock, we're going to recommend when you bring your computer in for a maintenance checkup, one of the things we check is the battery life, the battery health. And if the battery health is below 80%, in other words, if you've lost 20% of your capacity in the battery, we usually recommend a replacement. We recommend it at that time. This is like when you go to get your oil change and they take your filter out and they show you this dirty filter and you're like, nah, I can get way filthier. I'm sure it's fine. And they put it back in. They say, okay, you know, you don't have to do it. But if you want a nice clean filter, you know, you should probably do it. If you want a battery that's going to last you as long as it used to last, you should probably do it. When it drops below 50%, at that point, we're saying you need to replace the battery. Not because you need the 50% of the battery life back, but because when it goes below 50%, the battery can start to swell. That swelling can damage internal components. Just yesterday in the Lincoln Service Center, we had a laptop. We had to order a new back plate for it. That's the whole bottom of the laptop because the battery swelled. So they needed a new battery and it swelled so much that it popped the screws, like it popped the back plate over the screws. You know, you screw something down, the head of the screw holds it down. Have you ever turned a screw too far into a piece of wood and it goes right through? Well, that's literally what happened to this guy's laptop, except it happened from the inside out. You don't want that popping off in your lap. Not that you're supposed to use laptops in your lap anymore, you know. But you don't. It wouldn't sit on a table level. It would rock back and forth because it was bowed on the bottom because his battery was swelling. His touchpad didn't work anymore because it couldn't go down. He couldn't click because the battery was swelling. So when it gets to that point, we're going to recommend a replacement. So when we put out the new version of Drive Advisor, guys, I want to point out there's going to be a lot of people who get battery alerts for the first time. And people are going to freak out because you've been conditioned with Drive Advisor. I got an alert right before the show started that some guy's hard drive is at 10% health. His C drive went from 100% to 10% health in one shot. He got that alert too this morning. He'll get a phone call later today from Schrock letting him know that we need to get him in like now. Don't try to back it up. Don't try to do anything. Just bring it in. Let us clone it for you. We won't charge you anything extra, but don't screw with it. Let us handle it. Well, with your battery, guys, it can go to 99% and you can be okay. It can go to 98%. It can go to 60%. And you're still technically okay. You get below 50%, things start to get a little hairy. So when you get the new version of Drive Advisor, which we are alpha testing in the service centers right now, we're going to beta test it here in a couple weeks. We're going to make it available to you on the air during the aftershock first. The super Schrock fans will get the opportunity to test it first. And then we're going to push it out to everybody else. But it's going to test the batteries in your devices. And when it tells you your battery is 76% health, that doesn't mean it needs to be replaced. It just means that it's got some wear. And we recommend a replacement because it's below 80, but you don't have to do that right now. But if it's below 50, you're going to get all kinds of warnings and cell phone text notifications and things that you have a device that has a battery that's about to explode. You should probably get that taken care of. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. And that's what Wanda has done. Wanda, welcome to the show. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yeah, I'd like to get a positive compliment to Evelina. I believe that's what her name is in the Lincoln shop.
Yeah.
About two weeks ago, my laptop screen locked up, and I don't know that much about computers, so I took it into your shop, and right away she was able to unlock it for me, and she double-checked with the Sophos, and I was not compromised, so everything was okay, so I appreciated her help, and it was very quick, because I live 2 hours out of Lincoln, and I probably, if I had taken it to a different shop, I probably would have had to leave it and make another trip up there, so I appreciate her quick help, and I have an HP laptop and only have Windows 10, so when Windows 10 is not available next year, I will be planning on getting a new laptop from you. So I appreciate your service.
Well, thank you, Wanda. And I'll let Eliana know that you were thrilled by that. You know, one of the things, and thank you for the call, Wanda. I appreciate it. One of the things that we see all the time, customers get these fake alert pop-ups. They take up your whole screen. Sometimes they talk through your speakers. Sometimes they activate your webcam and like they show a video of you on the screen. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. And it's literally fake. They're trying to get you to call the 800 number, and that's how you get infected. Some people they call the number, and then they say, okay, we have to remote into your computer to fix this horrible infection. But then Sophos goes off and says, you can't remote in. You can't remote in. You can't remote in. And then they say, well, your antivirus is compromised and broken, and that's why you got infected. So we need to remove it in order to continue the fixing process here. So let's go ahead and uninstall Sophos. And people will do it. So now Sophos says, you can't uninstall me. You can't uninstall me. And you're like, what do you mean I can't uninstall? It's my computer. So you call Schrock and you're like, how dare you prevent these good people at 1-800-I'm-not-a-virus to, you know, fix my computer. You won't let them in because you're just trying to keep me locked into your stuff. And then I try to remove your software and I need a code that I have to call you to get. And we're like, oh, sir, you know, 1-800-I'm-not-a-virus is proudly brought to you by the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And, you know, it's going to infect your computer. They're trying to get you to remove your protection to infect your computer. And then once they realize that, they're like, oh, my gosh. They say, we'll give you the code. You can have the code. If you want to let them in, it's your computer. But please don't. Please, please, please don't. This is what you pay us to do. So that's one of those. That's what hit Wanda. It was one of those fake alert infections. Stuff is the real deal, guys. It happens to people all the time. If it happens to you, before you drive 2 hours to come in, I didn't want to say this to Wanda like on the phone because when she slaps herself in the forehead and says, oh, my gosh, you know, I didn't want to be there for that. Just call us because we'll tell you on your keyboard, you hold down the Alt key and you press F4. That little, no, the F keys at the top of the keyboard, not those F keys, the F4 key, the one with the F and the 4 together. Alt F4. And boom, it'll close the window. It's gone. That's all you had. That's all Eliana did. Alt F4. Otherwise known as the boss button. So when the boss is coming by and you're doing something on the computer, you're like, Alt F4. It's gone. My spreadsheet's back. I've just recovered it from my backup. Thank you, Schrock. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. Last break, guys. When we come back, we're going to get to Gordon and Art, your calls, as well as Google's image generator Gemini. Did you hear about this week? This program is so amazing. It's literally making up history. It's crazy, this stuff. Did you see the picture of the Viking? I have not seen anything that authentic in my life. We're going to tell you what it is coming up next on Compute This.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X, antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to SecureUpdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to SecureUpdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at SecureUpdater.com.
Alrighty, guys, welcome in. Final 6 minutes of the program. Thanks for joining us. Gosh, this hour went by fast, but it's been a load of fun. I hope it's been as enjoyable for you as it has been for me. Thank you all for being here, and thank you for being with us at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Let's jump right into those phones, make sure we have time to get all these callers in here. Gordon, welcome to the program. What can I do for you on Compute This today?
So I'm wondering, what should I use for antivirus? I got Android and also iPhones.
Yeah.
What should I use on those?
Well, Sophos runs on all of them. It runs on iOS. It runs on Android. It runs on Mac. It runs on PC. It even runs on Linux. It runs on servers. It runs on PCs. This is the business grade level of Sophos. So literally what they're saying is, in a business environment, you're going to have a lot of people with a lot of different devices, so we need to cover all of them. And it covers them in the unique ways that those devices need to be covered. People with Android devices are terrible about installing new versions of Android. Well, Sophos will go off like a Christmas tree and tell you it's time to install a new version of Android. It dropped yesterday. You'll get updates from Sophos before your phone prompts you that there's a download available to go do. It's amazing stuff. And with the computers, it's fire and forget. You just install it and you don't even have to think about it anymore. In fact, we're going to start sending people updates on what Sophos is doing for them so they don't forget they have it. That's actually a thing that happens.
So how do I get it on my phone?
What we need to do with your phone is we need to scan a QR code in the service center. So it's easiest to do that if you can bring your phone into the service center. It takes about 5 minutes. If you are technically adept, my staff is going to kill me for this, we can do it through email, but you have to be able to scan a QR code on your screen from your email. And that limitation was too much for some people last time I said that. So they asked me to never say that again. so I just said it again. But yeah, so anyway, if you can come into the service center, that's the easiest way to do it. It takes about 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll give you guys a call and you can send me an email.
Awesome.
I'm not that stupid.
Jeez, Gordon, just cut to the quick. All right. Thanks for the call, Gordon. We appreciate it. Art, final caller of the show. What can I do for you on Compute This?
Well, I'm curious. I've got four of your Sophos installs in your queue somewhere, and I'm curious, how long does it take for it to install one of them?
Gotcha. So if you buy Sophos online, if you go online and you use the coupon code SOPHOS50 to buy it online, mm-hmm. we have to call you to install it. So if you did not get a call from us to install it, one of the things that I'm asking our coders to do in our system, this is the first time we've ever done this sale before. We've had a lot of people buy it online, and I try to catch them. Like, when we're closed and I see a Sophos order come through, I'm like, this was an online sale, guys. Be sure to call this customer. That's how we're detecting them right now. So if you bought during business hours, it may have slipped through the cracks. So Art, if you, what I will do is I will send an email to my staff to give you a call today. I've got your phone number here, and you're in the drawing. We'll give you a call and get you set up on those four devices.
All righty.
My apologies for missing you.
Yeah. I also noticed that my secure updater that I had on one computer for years and years has expired or disappeared once when I redid one of my computers. So we may have to put four of those back in, or at least...
We're happy to do that for you. We can do the renewal on the one that you had before and save you a little bit of money there, too. So that'll be... It doesn't matter how long it's expired. We can renew those for you.
Well, it hadn't been expired too long, I don't think. But anyhow, I'm curious also, do you... I have to remove the old Kaspersky I have, or does it automatically get kicked in the head?
We need to remove that. So when we remote in to install the Sophos, we'll remove what's already there first, and then we'll install the Sophos after we remove your other protection.
All righty. So you do installs on Sunday?
We sure do, noon to 5.
Noon to 5, huh? So I guess I can sit here and wait another day and see if anything shows up, huh?
Sounds good, Art. We'll get a hold of you. Again, I apologize for the inconvenience there, but thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right, so Google's image generator. Did you hear about this, guys? Google has an image generator. Remember Bard? It screwed up and caused all racial controversy stuff. The Google image generator, people were asking it, show me a picture of a Viking. And it showed like a black Viking. Now, was there ever a black Viking? I'm sure there could have been a black Viking, okay? But when you think Viking, right? These are my people. When you think Viking, you don't think Thor. It's too short, not strong enough, small. But you think Viking, right? You think tall, blonde-haired, white guy, you know? Give me a picture of the Pope. And the Pope was black. Now, have we ever had a black Pope? I'm not Catholic. I don't think we've ever had a black Pope before, but okay. And you ask it to generate a picture of a white person, it wouldn't do it. You ask it, tell me why communism is evil. It says you can't call communism evil. I don't know if they asked it if Nazism was evil or not, but you can't call communism evil, I guess, but communists killed more people than Nazis. I don't understand. So basically, Google had a big problem where people were going online and asking it to generate images, and every image, every single one it generated was left biased. But don't worry, they're going to fix it. And how they're going to fix it? They're going to get fresher data from the users at reddit.com. So you're going to have pornographic, anti-Semitic, racially balanced answers soon. Just stick with Google. You'll be fine. Wanda, congratulations. You've got yourself a $25 Schrock gift certificate, and we'll see you all again next week for Compute This.